The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
When you bring the words true and money together in modern America, you just made modern American media history. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Lunchtime for everyone, I hope. You know, the True Money Show, that's me, David Simpson, comes on every Wednesday at noon. And you know what? One of these days we're going to expand this program, but all the programs on the Veritas Radio Network where you just tune in whenever you want and you get all the content you could ever desire. That's Mike's goal because, you know, the truth is very important. And we neglect it at our peril. And so this network dedicated to the truth, that's Veritas, needs to be broadcast more regularly, on all the time, on more headsets, by the way. Everyone else should tune in. And so that's our goal. But this is the True Money Show every Wednesday at noon. I'm David Simpson, your host. And we bring up all kind of interesting topics about money. But it's not just about the money. It's about wealth, it's about production, it's about savings and how do you keep your savings safe. And we're going to talk about some of those things today. Let me tell you how to call in first or how to get in touch with us. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. I have an email address. You'd like to contact me via email, you'd rather do that. T as in Tom, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, C as in Charles, O as in Oscar.com. That's David at TFFCO.com. You know, I had a guest today, and sadly, he was at the last minute not able to get with us, and that's okay. We're flexible enough to handle that. I'm trying to move some papers around. I need a bigger desk. All right. We'll work on that, too. See, that's one more thing we got to buy here at the Veritas Radio Network, which is all the more reason why you need to join and support the efforts. If you go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com /join or just hit the join tab at the very top, that's how you support the network. I wanted to give you my weather report right up the bat, which is how many members we need. And I, for some reason, I think I found the paper finally. So today is about the 292nd broadcast day of the Veritas Radio Network. We're coming up on our first birthday. Mr. Mike Church, the founder and operator and owner and, I don't know, radio talent extraordinaire who runs this operation, he's hoping that by the end of the first year, we have 320 new paid members. That's how much we're short from our goal. We have about 72 days to get that accomplished. And so we're asking everyone to go there. We need about, what, three a day, something like that, three and a half a day. So we're asking people to go to the Veritas Radio Network, to click the join button, to join at any level you like, or if you don't have, if you can't give on a monthly basis or don't have a one of those annual subscriptions of $76 or the $100 or the $576 or the $1,000, if you can't make a one-time contribution of a larger nature, literally click on the donate now button and just give $5 to help the network to grow and expand. We just added some new phone systems. The network is growing, and the network is a very powerful thing, but it needs more all the time. And we hope at some point to be able to maybe de-emphasize that topic because we'll be so successful that we won't have to try to get people to go join all the time. But it's always going to be a necessity because the truth is hard, guys. You know it, and I know it. The truth is a hard sell. Most people like you to lie to them and give you lots of nice-sounding things, so it sounds easy. But life is not easy, and we all know that. And the truth, though it will set you free, is quite a hard thing to achieve. So please go take a moment to sign up at the Veritas Radio Network website. Okay. You know, every week I try to talk about some of the purposes of my show, and this is no different. I like to always announce the purposes, but sometimes, you know, it gets a little tedious because it's kind of a long thing to say. But there are three purposes to the show. Explaining and exposing the pernicious monetary system that we all live under is the first purpose. The second purpose is advocating for a just and sound monetary system to replace it. And the third is counseling listeners on how to defend their savings and wealth until we do replace the evil monetary system. Now, those are some very, aggressive goals, maybe? Those are some high-sounding goals that people would say, how can one little guy working on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain on a radio network actually accomplish those things? Well, I do more than that, and so does Mike, all the rest of us. We are very involved in our communities. We're very involved in our churches. I also run a financial planning firm called the Fiscal Fitness Company, which you can find at fiscalfitnesscompany.com. I've written a book about this, Financial Sanity in 3 Easy Lessons. But I mentioned some time ago, and I wanted to maybe make the first part of the show. I'm going to do kind of a potpourri of topics today, but the first part of the show, and I really, truly would like the listener's input. So if you can call in today or you can email today, please do. Because I mentioned some weeks ago that I believe that the time of diagnosing the problems are pretty much done. Everyone that I run with knows the problems, they know them intimately well, and they also could give you a list longer than your arm on what's wrong in America. And I'm just talking about one part of the problem, which is the money part. It's a big part, but I'm talking about the one part. And so I'm trying to come up with solutions, and I mentioned some weeks ago that perhaps we needed to just really start taking actions outside of the normal orb. And one of those ideas that I just kind of came off the top of my head was, what if we started our own, and I'll put it in air quotes, bank? Because we can't really start look, all banks right now are federally chartered. Well, that means they're governed by the laws of the evil enterprise that's bringing us the money system that's destroying America. So I don't really think you could play in their field and come out with a decent result. So I'm going to call it a bank. Maybe we should call it an investment club. I'm going to start an investment club, or I'd like to, that would replace in large measure what you do with a bank. Does that make any sense? In other words, if we believe that usury is a problem, and it is, then maybe we need to find a place that we can escape usury. If we believe that debt money is a problem, well, we can't make debt money go away. The Federal Reserve's got that locked up. But we could take debt money, the play money that we all use, and we could put it into a different enterprise and try to use it to, for some productive reason, couldn't we? What if we united to create a system where we didn't have interest loans? Again, that kind of goes back to the usury issue, but what if we did that? And then what if we collectively came together and created this investment club, and that became the source by which we freed ourselves to some degree from the clutches of the banking institutions? So that's kind of the topic. And providentially, one of my friends and listeners and also a client of mine sent me this article today. I'm not going to read the article. It's quite long. But I think you'll get why this is providential just by me reading the title. Germans lose faith in banks, rush to buy safes. So there are people all over the world, apparently, who actually are buying safes to put their money in because they are being charged interest, if you can believe that, to leave their money there. In other words, we have negative interest rates. I don't know if people in America realize this, but all around the world right now, the banks are starting to charge people to keep their money there. We're not going to get sidetracked on why that is. There's a lot of reasons. But understand, the goal was to encourage spending. Okay, so think about it. The money people, the money manipulators, are so they believe they can control you to such a level that by changing financial realities, like whether you earn interest rates or pay interest rates, that somehow they can convince you through that manipulation to start spending money. And why do they want you to spend money? Because everyone has debt to service. What does that mean? It means that even the businessman has to push product and turn product over to create a money flow, a cash flow, by which he can pay the same people that brought you the interest rates, the debt givers, the loaners, not solitary people, loaners, LOANERS, the people who are loaning money. So you see, the people who create money and the people who loan money and the people who get paid back on the loans are all the same people. Mike said today on his show earlier, the Mike Church Show from 8 to 11, Mike said, they don't have the ability to create money. They have the ability just to charge you for it. In other words, their business is we create funny money and loan it to you, and then that makes you have to pay us back. It's, in other words, it's just an income business, nothing else, for certain people over others. But they didn't produce anything. They produce nothing. They just charge you for the nothing they produce, these green things that we have that have numbers and presidential pictures on them. So this is the topic that I wanted to talk about today. I have a few others that I'll bring up later on if we get bored of creating our own bank. I hope we don't. I hope that excites you. But I'm going to break down, I'm going to flesh out a little bit what I mean in just a minute by what this investment club would look at. 8445-CRUSADE. I know someone has an interest in having an investment club where they could borrow money and never pay interest again. Wouldn't that be something? If that interests you, call in and tell me your thoughts on that idea. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. You can email me, David, at tffco.com. All right. Well, by the way, and I'm going to come to a couple of other topics. I'll just briefly tell you about them. My second topic of the day is what the 401k is doing to actual retirement plans. And then the third topic, if we get to it, is how well do all those rich athletes do years after they've left the service of the NBA or the NFL or the Major League Baseball arena? I think we all think, wow, they just go off into the sunset and live happily ever after. Well, the reality is quite different. And we'll talk about that later, too. So I hope any or all these topics are of interest to you, and you'll call in and let me know what you think. All right. So, by the way, one other thing. I brought in two books. I'm definitely not going to read books to you today. And maybe one day I'll get the YouTube camera so I can at least shoot you some visuals of what I'm looking at. But I've got two books in my hand. One of them is called Money Manipulation and Social Order, and the other is called A Fraudulent Standard. Both of them, by the way, highly critical of the gold standard, which seems to be the cause du jour of most fiscally responsible people. They think if we can get back on the gold standard, we'd actually be better off. And while I think having commodity money is an advance, I will say this, there's strong, strong arguments that most of the monetary realities we have today came to us because of the gold standard that was being controlled before we went on fiat money. So in other words, what I'm saying is gold standard may not be everything it's cracked up to be simply because you can control a commodity that's backing your money. What does that mean? It means the same people that are giving you terrible fiat money could control the gold reserves and therefore control gold standard money as well. And will that be any better if we still have a small cabal of people managing all of our money for us? So, but my point here is this. These two books right here are not the only two books on the subject. I have two more sitting on my desk at home. And then there's a plethora more. Well, actually, I have a couple more sitting on my bookshelf that I can think about right now. This is not something that's even a secret anymore. This is something that's been publicized for decades, that this is an evil monetary system. I'm not the first person to say it. I'm the last person to say it. I've collected the wisdom of the ages so I could pass it on to you. So we need a different system. Now, we've talked about that over the course of other shows. We won't bring it up again today. We need a different system. I don't know what it is just yet. I'm still trying to work it out in my mind. I know that it can't be planned either, so that's the other problem. Whenever you sit down and try to figure out a problem of this magnitude, if you believe you can dream up the answer, you're probably wrong. Most of it has to be organically developed. Most of it has to be shown to be good for human beings and good for society. All that takes time and it takes practice, and we're going to have to try different things. But I guess what I'm saying is, can't we at least start to try? Wouldn't that be an idea? Let's start trying. Guys, if you like what you're hearing on the Veritas Radio Network and you want the easiest, most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network, by the way, Mike, my younger brother, our buddy, said for some reason it's still just, when he gets in the car, it's just more convenient and more habitual for him to hit the knob for the terrestrial stations. And so we still have this to overcome, this reality, like somehow or another you can't listen to the radio, the Veritas Radio Network, if you're not sitting at your desk or something. Guys, the phone that you have in your hand is a radio. And if you get our app, I don't know why it's so hard to hit a button on our phone versus turning a knob in our car. Is it really that much difficult? That much more difficult? I mean, I know it's a habit you have to break or a habit to get into. But so he said it was just more convenient to hit the radio button. I don't know what that means. I just know that what we really need to get out to people is there's an app. You can download the app for free. And when you download the app, it gives you instantaneous fingertip access to the Crusade Channel's live stream. It also tells you about the Crusade Channel host, their show times, the Twitter and Facebook feeds, and all of the new preview channels of our shows. It allows you effortless playback of hours of your favorite Crusade content without ever leaving the app. So please download our app today and also consider rating them. Ratings make a big difference. When people go looking for apps, they like to hear this is a great app. So if you like the app, please go in there and rate it well. If you don't like the app, don't rate it poorly. Call us and tell us what's wrong with the app, and we'll try to improve it so you can give it 5 stars, all right? The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio, the way it should be. All right, so I'm looking for my first call for someone to tell me what would be so bad if we created an investment club where it became essentially a functioning bank for us. Now, let me start fleshing that idea out a little bit so we'll have something to talk about. My thought right now is simply this. I want to try to attract between 100 and 350 people to this idea. I'll tell you why the numbers are different, 100 to 350, in just a minute. But if 100 people gave me, and I don't mean gave it to me personally, I mean gave it to me to do this idea, of $10,000, we would then have $1 million. Wait, where's Dr. Evil? $1 million. We'd have $1 million to put into this idea. Now, that's not a lot of people, $100, $10,000 each. I'll tell you right now, I'll be the first one to sign up. I will commit to this idea. Now, why do I say up to 350? Well, I thought, you know, maybe limiting it to 100 people would be a little unfair, especially 100 people with $10,000 laying around to throw at me and say, let's start the investment club. So I said, well, you know, what if we broke this down and we took 75 people at $10,000 each and another 250 at $1,000 each? So that's 325. And then we'd have 325 people with $1 million in reserve ready for a investment club that will serve as their bank. We're going to flesh this idea out more in a minute, but let's go to the first caller today, Mr. John from Canada. John, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very fine, actually. I'm excited about my investment club idea. I'm hoping to really, truly start this thing. I don't have all the specifics now. I'm going to keep fleshing this idea out. But I think we could start a non-usury bank for a select group of people who commit to the club. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I missed the first part of you starting on the details there when I was calling in. But I was thinking on a smaller scale. I was thinking on a family scale.
Yeah.
That, you know, I've talked to you before. I've got 10 children. They're starting to grow up. My first one's going to university next week. And I've been trying to think of it on a smaller scale. Like, if I have money, why are my children going to start down that path in life borrowing money? My money's not making me anything. Do I need to create the family bank where I can lend money to my children that they can then turn around and pay it back to me interest-free?
John, absolutely. Okay, yeah. So no, wonderful idea. And by the way, when I go to put my $10,000 into the investment club, quote unquote, bank that I'm proposing that we create, I'm going to get the $10,000 from my personal be your own banker bank.
Yeah.
So I do this all the time for clients. It's a very savvy plan. It's the smartest thing to do with your money. It's basically you want to bring your capital into one place. I usually put it in, you know, I'll tell people, I'm not going to try to hide anything from you. I usually put it in whole life, participating whole life insurance companies that are non-direct recognition. If you don't understand any of that, don't worry about it. That's where I typically put it because I think it's the best place to store money. But you can do it in a brokerage account. You can do it in a money market. You can do it in anything. But yes, you collectivize your capital, if you will, and then you treat that capital just like you would have to go to GE financing or Capital One financing. If one of your children said, hey, Dad, will you buy me a car? You go, no, I'm not going to buy you a car. You're going to buy a car.
Yeah.
And here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to loan you $20,000 out of my capital, and we're going to set you up a note back at this interest rate and at this time frame for a note that you can afford. And then by the time we're done, you put more money back in my bank, but that bank is actually our family bank. You see,
yeah.
Now we've got an idea of planning for an entire family's wealth to grow.
Yeah, and I have a couple of uncles that did fairly well. I mean, they're not uber rich or anything, but when their children came time that they were getting married, they wanted to buy homes and stuff. It wasn't talked about, but we all knew that they weren't getting mortgages from banks, and everyone grumbled about it under their breath.
Yeah.
Oh, well, his kids just... they don't have to go to the bank for a mortgage like the rest of us. And everyone grumbles about it. It's taken me a few years to realize, well, wait a minute. Should his children not benefit from his success? And what's he supposed to do? Make his children go into the same system as the rest of us?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy. So he was successful. He was able to pass it. He didn't hand them houses, but he obviously financed their farms and their houses. They paid it back to him. They've gotten further ahead in life financially. And so I've got a large extended family that, like I say, grumbled about that under their breath. But now with my children growing up, I'm thinking, well, why would I want anything different for my children?
No, you absolutely would.
Why would I want them to have to go into the crazy world that the rest of us have had to deal with?
And, you know, the truth of the matter is we really can't extract ourselves completely because we can't change the money system. But we can start the process by building a family legacy of wealth that can combat it. And shouldn't we do that?
Yeah, well, so I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to listen to you, all the details of how to set it up.
Well, listen, you know how to get in touch with me, John. Thanks for calling. I really do appreciate it.
All right.
So John knows how to get in touch with me. If you don't know how, david@tffco.com. You can go to my website, fiscalfitnesscompany.com. You are listening to The True Money Show. You can call in here just like John did, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to go to our first break. We're going to come back in the second segment, continue our talk about giving ourselves an alternative to the bank. You're listening to the True Money Show on the Crusade Channel, the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.
They say money is the root of all evil. But on the True Money Show, you'll learn that the Federal Reserve is the root of all evil money. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.